was going to do it again. Didn't
welcome, everybody, to another edition of Good Vibrations. Nah, I'm not fucking... I'm going to delete all your guys' talking right there because I'm not doing it again. Not again. Never again. So how's everybody doing tonight?
40 years.
I was going to say, it's only been 25 minutes of just bullshit before we actually hit the record button. But here we
Captain's
are.
Log.
Stardate.
It's been 25 years.
Hey, excuse me, I'm the captain of this vessel. You're the pilot.
You're like the interim captain. Like that's a bold statement to say I'm captain because I talk shit on the mic.
We're also not on the ship right now, butthole.
Ooh.
Ooh, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
You are in trouble.
Them's fighting words where I come from.
And luckily there is a fight inbound.
Yeah, you guys are in the middle of some entertainment, because last time on Good Vibrations, we had a reunion of sorts initially, before we got all to the craziness. We had a nice reunion. Seems to be happening a lot out here in the middle of nowhere, which is kind of weird, but, you know, whatevs. So, Eddie's dad shows up, and there's a bit of a kerfuffle. Old Malcolm doesn't seem stoked that your mother was there as well, comparatively, after you guys defeated the weird lizard guy that tried to kill all you and ambush you. So, Malcolm and yo mama started getting into a little bit of an argument, like kind of like an old married couple, which does make sense, but Eddie shut him down, locked them in a room together, and said they needed to work out their shit before he let them out. Which might not be so easy since, you know, she was a foreign spy and, you know, Malcolm was a captain in the military. But commenced the 1990s movie plot of, what was that movie? House Arrest, I think. That's pretty much what you just did here. But in the meantime, you guys found a tablet on Grasslex, the lizard guy that ambushed you. And on it, strangely enough, there was a receipt of services rendered by a place called Third Eye Salvage from a character named Skraylin. And then after you guys did some digging, you found out Skraylin is a Draelic and owns this Third Eye Salvage, and that it's not far from where you guys are right now. So, you guys packed up, headed on over to the salvage yard, and that's exactly what it was pretty much salvage, mostly just junk and parts. Eddie and Sadoon took to the roof to get a sky-high view. Scree dove into the vents, as per usual, and wiggled through to get a look of the inside, while Ginger and Oris walked their way through the front door, which was open the entire time. I'm not sure if you guys remember that. That was pretty funny, because you stood outside talking about it for, like, a while. Everybody split off and did different things, and then they just kind of opened the door and walked in, which is always fun.
Good teamwork.
But it was very good teamwork. Absolutely. So before you walked in, Oris threw on the hat of disguise, or hate of disguise, I think we refer to it as. So the creatures didn't pay him much mind, but Ginger decided to take a different approach and come in au natural. To which they seemed very intent on radioing someone. Shortly thereafter, Eddie and Sadoon from the roof and Scree from the vents see a Draelic come bursting out the back door as all the Draelic in the shop decide to pull their pistols to start a nice old shooting gallery at Third Eye Salvage, which brings us right to now. Oris and Ginger in the shop, Eddie and Sadoon on the roof, Scree in the vents, let the combat commence. So, we already rolled for initiative on the last time, and as you can see, we have a pretty decent roll on your guys' part. Actually, a fun roll, because normally, when we do this shit, it all gets packed up on one side or the other, where it's like, my guys have to go 35 times in a row, or you guys all go at the same time. But this is like a perfect, like, it goes Eddie, Sadoon, Skraylin, Ginger, Draelic, Oris, Draelic, Scree, Draelic. Like, I love that. Like, it's just every other person.
Broken up nicely.
Yep, I get to take a break in between. In fact, I might just bullshit fucking initiatives from now on like this, where it's just like whatever you guys roll, like, yeah, he rolled 18.
Well, you don't tell them that. You know, you never give us a look behind the curtain.
That's not true. I give you guys a look.
You're parting the kimono a little too much. Okay.
I mean, it probably is one of my drawbacks. I do give you guys several peeks behind the curtains all the time.
That is fair.
But I like to, and I don't give a shit because I'm the boss. Who's the boss? Not Tony Danza. It's this guy right here.
Dane is the boss, and I don't know who a Tony Danza is. We're not
That's awesome. No, we are. That is awesome. You don't know who Tony Danza is? You don't know who Tony Danza is?
The name is vaguely familiar in the way that you've probably heard it before.
Samantha.
No.
Maybe if you say if you say Samantha in that ridiculous accent like five more times, she'll know.
Samantha.
That's only twice. Got three more.
Nah, I'm good. But Tony Danza was on a show called Who's the Boss, where he was like the babysitter for like a live-in nanny for like this rich woman. And but yeah, so that was a nice, fun little trip down memory lane. And here we are at the beginning of the combat. Hopefully this doesn't blow your eardrums out, because I'm going to start the combat music.
Prepare for screaming!
It's not the scream one, because we're not doing the... That was only for the prison escape.
I like... Here, I'm going to read the title. Hold on, I want to read the title of the track for the audience here. FSM Team Banger.
Hell yeah. Banger.
Banger. Yeah.
Just in case is a banger. You were wondering if it's a banger, it's a banger.
It is a banger.
Let me just dispel the mystery.
Nice. Okay, so...
Because it's banger.
So here we are. You guys are on top of the roof. I also believe I told you, Eddie and Sadoon, that you could also see this Draelic back here. So I can actually kind of grab you guys and move you back in just for a second so you can see. But you guys are on the roof. You can kind of see down this door was open for this little walkway up above. So you both can see down there and see that they've pulled their pistol on Oris and... Well, you don't see them pull their pistol on Oris. You see them pull their pistol and aim at something by the doorway. But you're not 100% sure. But, Eddie, starting us off, what you doing, buddy?
Eddie's going to look at Stoons like, you going down or staying up?
Yeah, I'll go down.
And he's just going to pull his pistol out and try to cover Sadunas before they do whatever they're going to do.
I like it. So, like... holding your turn, or like
no, basically just kind of distracting. So is he on like a walkway?
This guy down here? Where's you guys Eddie? Are on a rooftop.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can't really tell because of how this is built, but you guys would actually be kind of like, you'd be more like here, but you'd be looking down. You can look down on all this. I only moved you guys over here so that you can see just because of how the walls are, but you can overlook all this. And
all
down into all the scrapyard, and where these guys are hanging out by being up on the roof, because you're kind of on all this whole like section over here. In fact, you could probably get a running head start and jump over to the other side of the spot. But whatever you want to do, but then we'll be like, yeah, there you go. Now you can see it. That's okay.
Oh, is there like a gap between the two roofs of this structure?
Yeah, you can't see it very well, Ginger, but like where that guy is up here, there is like a walkway right here in between two buildings, and then an underway, like an underpass that kind of, it's like where the trucks will drive in and actually dump shit in the scrapyard.
Oh, cool.
So can I move like here?
Yes. So what it would be is like something more like here, but you can put yourself there to show. Because again, this look at like where you guys are standing is like, imagine just a floor above would be the roof. So, you know, these are the walls, like the corners of the walls. So if you were to jump over to this side, you'd be like probably on this corner of the building, overlooking everything. But then you wouldn't be able to see this dude if you were to jump over here, because the doorways right here. I hope I'm explaining it well. I was not expecting you guys to take to the fucking rooftop. The map's not really built for it, but hey, I'm not gonna ever fucking poo-poo on your guys' on your playstyle. So you're trying to distract
Not in like a mechanic sense. Like, he wants to attack Skraylin.
Oh, okay.
You know, just... And I imagine being so attacked will draw attention to him.
Perfect. Understood. My bad. I was trying to figure out what you're trying to do with the ability, and I'm like, trying to figure out for you, like, okay, well, what ability or what could you do, like, you know?
So he's going to do, like, a trick attack.
I like it.
Debilitating trick using his acrobatics. No. Still 19. Probably not enough.
Since the KAC?
Attack is 20 plus.
Oh, 20 plus, that's right. That wasn't the actual attack. That was
so. So he's throwing his I'm changing my mind, he's throwing his knife.
Ooh. And that's the one that's got the returning on it, doesn't it?
It does indeed. 19.
Ooh, 19 both ways. And that's kinetic, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just hits. Give me some damage.
Six slashing.
So, I like it. So, essentially, without saying a word, this fucking Skraylin comes busting out the back door, running across the field, and you're like, you going? Am I going? You going? Okay. And then, this knife comes flying out, fucking tags him on the back of the shoulder. He's like, ow! Ah! Like, turns around and looks up, like, had no idea anyone was on the fucking roof.
And he's just like, he just waves and hits the button and the knife appears in his hand.
Yep, fucking comes back. He's like, you're not supposed to remove the blade!
We'll get some stitches.
Which brings us to Sadoon.
That's nothing compared to my... compared to what's about to happen.
people's elbow.
Off the top rope? Love it. Off the second floor.
They've got four elbows.
Yep. Four elbows coming down. Two knees, four elbows, all pain.
I'm going to do trick attack as part of this.
I love that you guys are cool trick attacking nowadays.
I gave you these tools, you use them as you please.
I can use acrobatics or athletics. Which would you say this is?
It feels kind of like athletics if you're doing like a long jump. If you're doing some cool like flippy shit to come down and do it, I'll give you acrobatics. They're pretty much the same for you, aren't they?
They're exactly the same. I just wanted to...
What Macho Man Randy Savage did was not acrobatics.
You're right. You're right in that case. But if it was more like a Rey Mysterio Jr.
Are they above a CR2?
No. Let me double check. No.
Or what's the DC 20 plus your target CR?
Yep. So they're not.
Yes, they're absolutely not. They're above a CR2. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
Yes, they are well above a CR2. Nothing you're going to fight anymore is going to be anywhere near that.
Well, you can still cave their skull in.
It's true. So it's not the trick attack, but yeah, it's still counted as the damage, so go ahead.
So, yeah.
Unarmed strike!
Oh.
Okay, so I said his just hit. Technically, yours just hits. 18 on the dot. Rolls an 18, 18 kinetic AC. Give me the damage.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. Holy shit. Okay. You rolled a fucking 3 and ended up with an 18 damage?
Yeah. I got a bunch of strength modifier stuff.
Bunch of fucking modifiers, yes you do. Okay, so that's... I think the word for it's awesome. So you fucking come off the top rope. And it's funny because that guy turns around and sees the knife, or after the knife tags him in the shoulder, they turn around and look and see Eddie wave as there's already a silhouette kind of coming over, and then just fucking elbow drop, just blam on their fucking head.
I imagine
head.
It's like head. The slow-mo they do in movies sometimes when somebody gets punched in the face, like, whoa, their cheeks like wiggling.
Yeah, you see the whole the flesh like like adjust before the head catches up. And absolutely. And this thing just goes wham and friggin' like goes down, rolls a little bit, and like kinda pops back up, be like,
see, it's like this. Expert! But it's a fist and not a pie.
Oh god, Jesus. I have no idea what that's from, but that looks like that guy's face is being ripped off for a second. Just a pie to the face, but it's not even like a, it's just like a cooked pie. Like there's nothing in it.
Yeah, it's like just a pie fucking crust.
It's just the crust. And it
are
is,
you sure it looks like a pecan pie? Oh no, you're right. It is just,
pie crust. Yeah, it is just there's real nothing flaky inside that thing. It's just all flake, but you just see that ripple through their entire face. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's Jesus. A good one. Here's a good one.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That looks like in like when people fuck up animations and the like the skin gets all demorphed and weird. Mean,
it looks inhuman.
Yeah, it does.
It's like it's smearing or something. There's a very technical yes term for it in animation.
He got punched so hard he was like in between realms for a second.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Animation smearing is fascinating. I think anyone listening should look it
the
up.
The frames did not catch up. Which is fantastic. So, as they get blasted in the face, they kind of stumble and come back up with this big-ass two-handed maul. And they're going to go and take a shot at Sadoon.
They're going to Gallagher Sadoon's head all over the
that's the plan.
Salvage yard.
I want you to do it.
Fuck me! Fuck Natty!
Is that a plus 15?
Yeah, it's a plus 15. They can fucking... They can... You're not the only one with a fucking plus 15 on shit.
But I guess your best wasn't good enough.
No, it's not. And you know what else we have to do? We have to fucking... It's a named character.
Yep.
So we have to roll a fucking...
roll on the table of misfortunes.
It is a roll on the table of misfortune. So critical... Fimble Kinetic. Let's see if these are going to be fun. Sometimes these are really fucking weird. So, roll. Okay, let's see. Nasty Splinter. You take one damage, bypassing ATR resistance, and take a negative one penalty all attacks, skill checks, or Extreme Grenade. Okay, the first one makes sense. So,
you threw the pin. Hilarious.
If they had gone to throw a grenade, that would have been perfect. But
it's like something I would do.
Yeah. So yeah, I do like that. The other one was, because there's two that pop up every time. It says, second one was Extreme Grenade, pull pin and throw. You threw the pin, the grenade detonates in your square. So that would have been a lot of fun if they had, if they actually even had grenades. There's a little dippity-doo-dah into the behind the curtain.
Can we, like, put a bookmark in that one for the next time Scree rolls a one throwing a grenade?
Scree, no!
We'll see. If we remember it, absolutely. Then we're gonna, that's how we're going to do it. We're not going to write it down. We're not going to do anything. If it comes back up and we all remember
people are around Scree are going to be like, Scree, no! And then the next scene is just everyone with their eyes closed, covered in
slow-mo,
pink.
Slow-mo, the pin flying through the air. Just like,
yes!
That's got that opera that...
Scree looks alarmed for like a second and then delighted knowing that everything's gonna turn pink around him.
Yeah, just like close their eyes and smile as like the fucking explosion just envelops them. All slow-mo. Anyways. So, instead we get Nasty Splinter. They take one damage, bypassing any DR or resistance, and take a negative punish. So they pull, as you slam them, they go to grab that hammer, and their hand slides down the shaft of that hammer, and you see it just go, ah! Like that, and they get the fucking splinter off the fucking hammer. Why it's made out of wood? Who fucking knows? But...
It can be like a metal splinter.
That's true.
It's a salvage yard.
That's true. Maybe you elbowed them so hard that it splintered their own fucking maul. And they caught a metal splinter on it. But they take one damage and they have a negative one going forward. Try to remind me on that because I don't know. Is there anything I can do just to give them a negative one?
Aye. Oh no, we'll remember.
I absolutely will not remember.
That's okay. It's not that. It's one. I mean, I'm sure if we will remember if the next attack is within one of your AC, somebody's going to remember. So, but moving on, we have Ginger. You are now in the room with all three Draelic. They have all pulled their pistols and pointed at you. They do not seem to be paying attention to Auris at the moment. But
yeah, that's fine.
You are in the room. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so really quick, are there any vents in this room?
Yes, we did claim we had Elise roll last time, I think a D100. And there were vents that ran through the place, and they have gone up into it to, like, up above. There are
scurry
some
around? Yep. Yeah. Okay, so am I within... am I within 50 feet of a vent opening?
50 feet? Yeah, you can go everywhere in that room within 50 feet. So, and the roof is maybe like 8 feet in the air. It's not a big... No, I take that back. It is like a... it is like a 20-foot room. Because there's that walkway and scaffolding that has to go to the other room.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It is up there, but, I mean, you can do weird shit.
Up there on the scaffolding?
I bet you if you ran up like halfway up the scaffolding and leapt into one, you could do it. That's what you're trying to go for.
Yeah, so not so much I'm going to leap up into it, because I imagine that it's graded, you know, I'd have to pry it off and climb inside, and they can follow me like that. Yep. And I really just want to get inside their heads.
Okay.
So I am going to run towards the vent.
Okay.
And as an Astrozoan, I can compress into small spaces.
Yes, you can.
I can move through areas that are 1/8 my space when squeezing.
Okay.
So I just imagine, like, slurping into the vent.
That's gross, but I'm with it.
And as far, as deep into the vent as I can go at that time, because it is a standard action to compress, but I really just kind of want to make it look horrifying. Like, alien movie, there's something inside the walls of the ship.
yeah, okay, I'll give you that. So, in fact, I'll say there's one, like, down closer to the floor, so you don't have to go to the ceiling. Okay. So then you run up and dive into, since Scree already got the go-ahead of that there are vents around yeah. this place, I'll just rule it as vents for everyone. Vents for you get a vent, and you get a vent.
Yeah, just, like, eyes locked onto the one in the center, and then my eyes kind of, like, squish together and bulge in weird ways as I...
Yeah, and I'll stand there, like, dive in, and they're just like, what the fuck? And you just disappear into the walls.
And that's my action.
I love it. So, as you dive into the walls, we're just going to have you kind of straddle the in-between here so that we know that you're not there. This one... fires at you as you go, but obviously you're already into the hole, so there's nothing they can do. So they're like firing into the hole as you like disappear into it. He's like,
Chashabatable indeed.
Yep. They're speaking Draelic. So, which I don't think anybody. Yeah, this is fucking gross. Which brings us to Auris.
Auris is now all by himself in this room.
Yep. However, you haven't been made yet.
This is too dangerous of a spot for him to be pulling off. So he's just gonna back up right here. Like, what in the actual fuck?
This one, who actually speaks, can speak English, is like, or a common. Like, stay down, loyal customer.
For this turn, there,
and is that all you're doing for this turn?
If he does something, he's the only one in the room to attack. So, yeah, that's it. He really can't. Okay. He'll get opened up on him. Horace ain't about that.
No, understood. Nothing secretive you can do as far as like hack a person or anything like that. I just don't want you to have to lose your turn if there's nothing, you know.
No, because I mean he could. Short circuit like a lock on a door or something, but he wants to see the doors open so people can get in.
Gotcha, he's trying to, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, he's like, yeah, so you kind of back up into the corner and then they are, you know, not as worried about you. They're like, you know, obviously you guys kind of came in close to each other, but not like one right after each other. You didn't engage with each other at all when you walked in. She stayed by the door and just kind of watched everything while you asked about some parts.
Yep. So he's going to stay there with his arms out to the side, like, okay.
Got me!
Maybe he can do something next turn.
So
hi, Circus.
Yep. So as that happens, and since Ginger has disappeared, and you are not a threat, the one up on the scaffolding has heard their boss get attacked and scream out in the yard. So they are stepping out onto the scaffolding and are going to take a shot at Osodun. So this guy steps out and he's got one of those staves, the like weird staffs that all the Draelic had that like fire off the little black energy. And he steps out and is going to, it's going to say melee, but it's this thing. God damn it, 11? Don't suppose 11 hits you, Sadoon, does it?
Nope.
Now hold on, are you adding all the bonuses that this thing would have? Is it just a +4?
Yeah, these things aren't as tough.
Gotcha.
These, I mean, you guys have already actually fought these Draelic before. Same type of creatures as back.
I was gonna say, did we let them live? Oh.
Okay. Actually, no, I don't think you did. Yeah, you fought them on the train.
Oh yeah.
So same things, fought them on the train, but yeah. So, no good on that one, which brings us to Scree. Scree, what you doing?
Sorry, Scree was kind of just vibing in the vents, listening to stuff going on outside and in the room below. And then hearing Ginger slurp up behind him, he's going to wriggle back this way and come to the entrance to the vents and look down into the room.
Mm-hmm.
This vent drops out right next to the walkway here, right?
Sure. I was gonna say, there's essentially anywhere you want to be, you can drop down on him.
Okay, he'll like smack the vent open, grab the lip of it, and swing down into the room.
Sure. That works for me. Right by the scaffolding.
And then he'll take grenades out of his pouches,
mm-hmm.
like one in each hand, and sprint at the nearest Draelic to punch him with them. like a falcon punch straight to the gut. Just...
so he's
fuck
trying
this
to
place.
Punch the nearest Draelic, which I'm assuming is the one right next to Horus,
mm-hmm.
With grenades in his...
One frag, one die grenade, like ready to go.
Excellent. Okay, so you run up and give me an attack. Now, are you trying to detonate these?
No.
Like, by punching?
No.
Okay.
He's just trying to, like, intimidate them, like, freak him out that he's got grenades in his hands, and also kind of, like, use them, like, knuckle dusters.
Gotcha. Yeah, the one behind the counter is like, holy fuck, she turned into a, a goblin with grenades! So, go ahead and give an attack. Yeah, pretty sure that's gonna fucking do it. yep. So
26.
That is 26. Okay, give me damage.
Alright. I can do bludgeoning or acid, right?
Yeah, you get to choose.
Yeah, so I'll just do like full bludgeoning.
Full bludgeoning. So yeah, you run up and you're just like whap and just deck this dude.
Quack!
And
right across the face with grenade.
Like you see him like kind of like they want to defend themselves, but you have grenades in your hand. So like as you go to punch him, like you're using them like sucker bars. If you guys are familiar, look those up. You come up and just sock him, but he's like tries to kind of like pull back, like oh my god, it's a grenade! And you just punch him, and like there's almost a sense of relief that he got punched and didn't explode. Like so. Okay, so. Anything more you're doing with your turn?
Scree is going to sidle around the Draelic to the left there and get between the Draelic and Aura. So he's like kind of close to Aura so he can protect him if they make him.
Yep. And also remember that in Starfighter, it's different than Dungeons & Dragons where it's not leaving an enemy's range.
Yeah.
It's moving out of a like opposed square. So, like, if you move, like, even within his range around him like that, it still counts, like, because you're, like, moving around them and they still get a chance to take a hit. So that does, even if you were within, that still would count. So they're going to take a swing at you.
Bring it.
With their staff, does an 8 hit. Well, even, no. I know, they have shitty bonuses, but still, if I roll this bad, of course I'm not going to hit. Say, because even Scree doesn't have, like, a great armor.
No, he's got 20.
Holy now. Fuck, you did. Holy shit. You have a 28 KAC. No, KAC.
No.
Okay, you have 20. That's still pretty good. Fuck. Okay, I got to roll really high to hit you.
Yeah, it's this armor that was resized for him. I can't remember which enemy it was. Dropped it. And it's kind of splattered pink from the dying grenade.
Why did you do that again? I forget. You purposely threw it at your feet and blew yourself up with it. But why?
Because he wanted it to be pink and sparkly.
That's what it was. You got the new armor. You wanted it to be pink and you dyed yourself black. That's what it was. Okay, cool. So, yeah, this thing goes ahead and tries to do that. And does not do it well. But... since he's not moving, what he's going to do instead, he is going to activate Dark Matter, which is, as a move action, the Drailer can gain a DR2 until he leaves Graviton mode. So you see this dark energy envelop them, and it almost, like, becomes, like, a shield around them. And they fall into fighting stance, which that stance doesn't seem to be that scary because, as you've seen, they don't have a great chance of hitting you. Anyways, which brings us back to the top of the round to Eddie. Eddie, what are you fucking doing?
Stuff.
Stuff and things. Up on top of the roof with stuff and things.
All right, I'm going to keep trying to soften this guy up.
Okay.
Debilitating trick.
Ooh, debilitating trick. Gonna make him flat footed. All you have to do is land it.
Hey. Yeah. That'll
fucking do it. Debilitating trick does it. So they are off target. They are flat footed or off target. Until the beginning of next turn.
Definitely gonna make him flat footed.
Yep. Yeah, flat footed gives you a -2 AC, and you cannot take reactions. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Throwing that knife. 23 definitely hits. Give me some damage.
Yeah.
Seven damage.
Solution.
I love it.
I'm going to just go ahead and beam that knife back up.
Yep, so that knife goes... Yep, exactly. This time, catches him in the chest. Why stop throwing those?
I need that back, sorry.
He goes zoom. He's like, I'm bleeding more!
Out of my chest hole!
I have a back hole and a chest hole now!
Again, this next part's gonna suck worse.
You haven't lied to me yet!
He's like, what do you mean? And then just punch, punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
How could it be worse than a getting a... And then, Zadoon, your turn.
So I'm actually going to attempt to disarm him.
No shit!
It's a little insult to injury.
You're whooping the shit out of him. I think Sadoon started with the same
Sadoon's maul. Like, I don't have a maul yet.
I don't have a maul. It's going to be my maul.
I thought you started off with one. Didn't you start with a hammer?
I started off with a small hammer.
A small
not a maul.
Hammer. Oh,
it's different.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, just take his weapon. It's fine.
Cheap.
Oh! What do you got to do to get that?
It's KAC plus 8, but he's flat-footed right now, so...
He is flat-footed, so that puts me down to 16.
I needed a 26 before.
Yeah, so you needed a... Well, yeah, without the flat-footed, it would have been 26. With the flat-footed, it would have been 24. So you just missed it. Okay. I think that is the attack to try to disarm. Yeah.
Wait a second. Oh, I might have been able to be smart about this.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
You should be. But you can keep apologizing. It's okay.
Because I do still have the Vibro Garage. I think that has a property.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. It does have, like, I thought Was that for disarms? I thought that was for like...
Oh, it's for a grapple.
Grappling. Gotcha.
Okay, so never mind.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, I knew it, you're right, it does have that thing, but not that one. Okay, cool. So, after being stabbed, punched, and trying to have their weapon taken away, Skraelin is going to try to move away from you and run away. Go ahead and take a... No, it's not a 5-foot step. It's straight up, like, running away. So you get to do a... because they don't want to give up their action. So you can go ahead and do an attack of opportunity.
I just want to double check something here.
Go for it. You're trying to see if you can disarm on an attack of opportunity?
No, I'm not.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not cool, but...
Okay. Nope. I will just punch him then.
Okay. Punch him in the head. You crit me.
Oh my god. Nobody's flat-footed.
He's flat-footed, so 16 AC. KAC just hits. Just fucking hits. Okay, give me damage.
I'm not trying to kill him.
That's okay.
Because I'm using my fists.
It's fine. 18 bludgeoning. That's a lot.
Again.
So yeah, you... he turns to run away. He's like, ah! And like, as you try to take the weapon away from him, you like get your hand on it, and he like pulls away. It kind of tries to stumble back and run away, and you just punch him in the back of the head. And he makes this noise, which is kind of like, as you punch him, you may think he may have bit his tongue. But he gets further away and stops there. And you see them, they don't take an action, but it looks like they're ready to do something. Which brings us to Jinja.
Yeah.
Jinja.
So peeking through the slats in the vent, can I see either of these gentlemen that are in the sort of main room of the salvage yard?
She's like a goo pile of eyes right now.
No, she reforms on the other side.
Okay. I just wondered. Probably need to stay pretty... No, you'd be about the size. You can stay the size because you can be small, so...
Ginger's a little shorter than she normally appears.
Yeah, so, okay, you could be on there. Yes, and you can see that the vents kind of creep around, and one does pop up near this guy over here. Or this guy over here, like, against this wall. Or you can go up into the rafters, like, Screed in. Either way.
So I want to target the one that is nearest Scree, the one that hasn't yet been injured, against the wall there.
Okay.
And we're going to do a dispiriting taunt.
Nice.
It's been a while since I did one of these.
Yep, okay.
Which means I make an intimidation check against them. And the DC is 15 plus 1.5 times their CR. This is a skill I have an expertise in, so I'm going to add a 1d6 on there.
Excessive.
And at our current level, at level 5, I also add a plus 1 to the result.
Yep, yes you do.
So 1d20.
I love how you have expertise and skill expertise. Like, it's two different things.
That is a dog roll for me, but it's a 19.
And what is
a 19, and I rolled a 3.
And what did you need to get? You needed a DC 15 plus 1.
It's a...
And a half times CR.
Yeah, which you would know their CR better than I do.
So they... Together, that's only an extra 3. So that would be a 15 plus 3, which is 18. So you got a 19.
I succeed.
You succeed.
Okay, so he would now be, or they, you know, whichever they are. I don't discriminate with my taunts.
Nice.
Would be shaken. Let me pull that
Not
up here.
Snapping your fingers.
It's a minus 2 penalty to attack rolls, saving throws, skill checks, and ability checks.
Well, that couldn't be more perfect because... Or you got anything else going on in your turn?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to now include what I say to this thing to taunt it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because looking at the tokens, they're kind of like a sickly yellow-green color. Their faces are all wrinkly. Mm-hmm. They got ridges in weird places, and their skin's cracked.
Yep.
Like, I don't know, a desert that's sort of like been... wet and then dried, so it's all cracked mud looking.
It's like a dried out banana a bit.
Yeah, so you're gonna hear from the vent, your face looks like something Eddie dropped in the toilet and didn't flush.
Nice. Rude.
I'm incredibly regular.
Who is Andy?
Just the confusion yeah, is what's like, taunting that sounds more than the actual insult.
Okay, so I got a negative two now. What else
yeah,
you got?
And that is that's a standard action for me, so I'm just going to continue lurking.
I like it. Which is funny because that leads it to that creature's turn as it goes to fire at Scree.
Mm-hmm.
And as it fires at Scree, it is distracted by you. It's like, goes to swing its staff with its little dark energy, and then you're like, you look like shit. And it's like, what? And we'll see what happens. let's see. Yeah, charge on here just so I get the negative two. Fucking natty one again?
Rolls a one anyway.
Holy shit. Okay. Oh, well, he can't show shit. That wasn't gonna happen. Okay, table. Critical. That's not even kinetic, is it? Second.
It's a touch ability, like a melee.
Yeah, it's energy. It's like a staff that fires energy. So I'm gonna go with critical fumble energy. Critical fumble energy. Let's do it. Okay, backfire. You take the weapon damage or extreme range stovepipe. Your weapon jams and you can't fire until you clear it with successful engineering check. Ah, that's dumb. This is magical. So backfire's perfect. So as you say it, it takes some concentration to get these spells, like to use these stabs correctly. So they're like using them kind of like those energy stabs from like Stargate that the Anubis guys will have. So they're kind of like that, except like a dark, weird, like
Jaffa cake.
Yep, that's it. But he goes to fire, and then when you distract him, Ginger, he's like, "Wah!" And then it overcharges and blows back on him. And let's see what type of damage that does. So, yeah, the energy fires back and kind of hits him in the face. And he's like, "Ah, God!" I am not being very good at keeping these voices together. They're all over the place. This guy's had like three accents since we started. Act does not exist.
Paul Walker.
What?
So the actor does not exist.
That's a little dark? What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. It wasn't good.
No.
Your sense of humor, god damn.
Sometimes. You all surprise me a little bit sometimes. Like I always think I'm bad, and then all of a sudden someone will just pull some shit out. Like,
I come out of left field with dirty stuff all the time. It's true. I apologize.
It is true. You don't apologize. You fucking revel in it. It's like me and my dad jokes. I'm not sorry.
Your dad.
Yeah. I'm not, but I'm a dad. I got very much dad energy.
You're a dog dad.
I am a dog dad.
I want you to reconsider. Hold on. Let's unpack that phrase. I have daddy energy.
It was a joke. I mean, I don't know. I think I have a paternal energy, but not like daddy.
Oh, yeah. Paternal energy. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because you do.
I like to think so. But daddy energy, same thing.
No, they're not. Sorry, I'll stop holding us up.
Same.
Pretty sure. Anyways, moving on. Oh, sorry, I went too far back. Oh, that fucker didn't. Shit. Okay, I gotta make him roll again. Because I had to. He just, like, deleted out of the fucking thing. And now he's not in the combat. What the fuck?
What did you do?
Apparently I broke it. What the fuck? Okay, either way, it doesn't matter. I know where he goes. He goes between Ginger and Horace. Yeah, he just won't let me put him back into combat now. Like, every time I click the state to, like, add him in, he just doesn't show up. And I don't have multiple...
Are you able to just drop it from the, the character roster, the actor's roster?
I did. That's where I deleted the one and dropped him in, and now I can't put him back into combat because of it. I don't know why.
Well, that's fine. We'll just keep track of,
yep.
Like, we know that one goes, that one goes after me.
Yep, so. After you, between Oris and whatnot. So no problem, but that does bring it to Oris. Your turn.
It's such a crowded room.
Mm-hmm.
This, I'm totally out of my element here.
Yep.
And he's going to look at the guy next to him and be like, but he's going to summon that to his hand.
Summon?
Yeah, it's got the called property.
Poor gun's got the called property. I mean, I believe you. Oh, Embertide? You, when did you pick up Embertide?
A while ago. I just haven't used it.
For anybody in the listening, Embertide was the Sith that, nah, that's a potato-potato thing.
No, it certainly is not. It's a scythe.
No, it does not have to
carry
be
on.
Sith. It's not, you can absolutely call it a Sith.
You are literally the first person I've ever heard call it a Sith.
Okay, well, Google did just prove you right, but fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, look, maybe I'm wrong. I am a little hungry. I might go make a sandwich.
What do you have to do with it? Anyway, it doesn't... A sandwich.
Wait, you never heard of a sandwich? Pieces of bread, some meat, cheese.
That is, they're not even the same. You're taking a different letter, and Y's can be pronounced like I's.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, so it should be.
Look, calm down, you need to get obscene about this.
What? Obscene? I am so confused. Like, that one doesn't even make any sense.
I said upseat.
Upseat?
Hey, man, just
upset?
A big old whoosh. Right,
well,
here.
you're just randomly taking vowels and making them,
yeah,
different,
like,
sounds that
side.
Don't make sense. Y's can sound like eyes.
No.
Like in sky and cry and stuff like that.
Yeah, I get it, but scythe can be a Y or an I. That's fine. An E doesn't sound like a like an I, and an I doesn't sound like whatever the other one you said. It's like, I understand that I might be wrong in that sense, but that letter can be pronounced two different ways. So perhaps, yeah. I'm just wrong in that. But the other ones are ridiculous references. Anyways, back to where the fuck we were. Embertide. Yes, Jesus, dude, how do you have a plus 14 to hit? Melee! You've never swung a melee weapon in this entire game! You have a plus 14 to hit?
It doesn't seem right. Was it an item off an NPC?
It was an item off an NPC, that's why it's got a fucking plus 14. It's a plus 10 weapon, and okay, we gotta edit that later.
Well, if it was a plus 10, so I would still get a 19.
Yes, it was plus 10, you would get a 19, which does still hit this creature, so that's fine. And he's gonna plus weapon special basic. Oh yeah, that's not just off the weapon. That's a weapon specialization basic. Anyway, okay, sweet. So sweet, okay, yeah, that actually does hit. So that's 7 damage to that guy. And that takes us down to another damage. Don't want to tell you. Anyways, moving on. Oh, you got anything else going on? Oris?
I think he can take the hat off.
Okay. He's like,
surprise!
Yep, and as you take off the hat, you turn into your Birdman self. And they're like, we've been bamboozled! Oh, there he goes. Now that guy has his stuff finally popped back up on the page. There we go. Perfect. Now he's in spot. He just randomly all of a sudden his little button popped up for me that I could actually put him in the combat tracker. So perfect, everything is good. Moving on, we have guy up on the walkway who still sees you guys going crazy and now has seen Eddie throw that knife down at Sadoon. So he's going to try to take a shot at Eddie up there for trying to stab his boss. Stabbing
bullshit.
His boss twice. It is bullshit. Fuck me! Natty 2!
Okay.
Man,
yeah, that guy, I might pack up my balls and go the fuck home.
Okay, I'm assuming a 6 doesn't hit.
No, not quite.
Almost.
Yeah, real close.
Real close.
Yep. But anyway. So that's his turn. He is going to do his little DR thingy, Dark Matter, and add 2 DR to his survivability. Which brings us back to Scree! Scree! What's she doing? Scree!
Scree is going to spring up onto the console to his left, and then spring from that and just slap this Draelic across the face.
Love it. With the grenades.
With the grenades.
Okay, this time I want you to give me a
D100.
Do the attack first. Let's see if you hit. Yep.
Okay.
Let me give you a D100. I'm pretty sure you're going to hit. Let's get it.
Dirty 20.
Nope. 20 hits. Give me a D100. High or low, you get to pick.
Low. Oh.
No, it was very specific, so it was. Either way, it does not go off. I wasn't going 50-50.
Was it 69?
It was way more. It was technically, yes, but it was between two. It was 1 or 69. That's why I let him pick the higher level.
Thanks.
Nice.
And 100 was going to be a good one, too. Like, if they had rolled 100, that was definitely blowing up. Except if it was 100, they'd rolled 100, I probably would have let them blow that person up and not take any damage.
Oh, God.
Like, they just ragdoll back and, like a drunk person just doesn't get hurt somehow.
Probably because he has dampen.
Only on a D100. You had a 1% chance of that one pulling off.
She
like
somehow
that, so.
Manages to punch the grenade into their body.
Yeah, exactly. It absorbs all the damage. Okay.
Fucking Mortal Kombat. Yeah. Finisher.
Mortal Kombat! Okay, anything else you doing?
Nah. He's just slapping this dude with the grenade, and it's like full bludgeoning, like insult to injury.
Perfect. Oh, you didn't give me the damage.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Natty, so fucking full 6. Gotta love it. D6 plus 9.
15.
15 damage. Woo! Woo! Okay. Okay. Shit. So that you slap this guy. Just straight up insult to injury. Like, just not even a full, like, hit. A slap. And with a solid ass object, like you're holding a grenade, a metallic object, slap across the face with it, and it reminds me of I know I love doing references. I know I'm doing too much, but in Robin Hood Men in Tights, when Sheriff Nottingham challenges him to a duel, he pulls out that fucking glove and slaps Robin Hood across the face. And Robin Hood leans down and picks up the gauntlet off the fucking thing and smacks him back with like a fucking full-plated gauntlet. So.
Ouch.
That's what that was like. And he is looking really fucking rough after that. Like, that hit really fucked him up. He is bleeding profusely from the face. Which brings us to Draelic number 3. And Draelic number 3... Now that is feels like this is a Mortal Kombat now. This is actual fighting. Oh, Oris, you fucked up and went into melee with this guy. He wants blood now. So we'll see if he can do anything. 22 hit you, Oris?
Damn.
Oh fuck.
Buddy God.
I think they only hit for like 4 points. It's not that big of a deal.
Sorry.
But nope, it's all good. Just let me fucking hurt somebody. Come on. Oris is a 22 hit.
So plus 2 circumstance. That would just hit.
That's just hit. Woo! Okay. Oh, you're only gonna get half of this. So
intercept.
One.
Rolls a 1 on the die.
That's okay, Scree.
And then Scree,
I got this.
Still intervenes.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take it. You're good. It hurt so bad.
Oh god. Oh no. Oh no.
I don't want to play anymore.
I just imagine that Sid from Toy Story, I don't want to play with you anymore. Oh no, Andy. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Okay. So, once you guys get through your whole, like, two people standing at a doorway trying to figure out who's going inside, we can move on to the next thing, which is Eddie's turn. Eddie, what you doing, bud?
All right. Can I see this guy?
Which one? This one?
I highlighted him.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna real quick measure up. You gonna throw a knife at him?
Yep.
What's the distance you got on your knife? Because he's about 40 feet away.
Range increments 20 feet.
20 feet? Okay, so what's the... Shit, I gotta remember. If you do throw it, it's gonna be outside your range increment, which will be, like, a slight penalty that you hit, like, all the time anyway, so...
I mean, if that's the case, he'll just pull out his gun.
Okay, that's what you want to do. Ah, fuck it. Go ahead and throw the knife. I'm not gonna make you flavor change your shit up just because... Flavor. Go ahead and throw it.
Doesn't matter, he's used the gun before.
I know, but it's what's pretty and fun. So go ahead and throw that knife at him. It's not like it does a shit ton more damage or anything. In fact, I think it does less. So.
It's pretty plus. But.
Yep. Yep. Go with flavor. Rule of cool. Go ahead and throw that knife at him.
He's going to...
I want to say it's only like a -2 to outside of Reagan Ingerman anyway, so. Debilitating trick. I like it.
That'll do it.
Yep, it wouldn't have mattered anyways. That'd be outside, like, at like 3 range increments, it still would have been fine. Yep, so that definitely hits. Go ahead and... Oh, wait a minute, that was not even the... That's the attack, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So 17. So he gets the debilitating trick. Oh, yeah, you fucking hit him as well with that. Even with the fucking range increment thing. Okay, give me damage. So tell me, how does this guy die?
I mean, there's just a knife just whizzes right over Scree's shoulder and into this dude's forehead.
I love it. Exactly what I thought of, too. As soon as you said it, I was like, that's a fucking forehead knife. I love it.
Got him! This... And then the knife disappears.
Yeah. Right back to your hand. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so. Yep, that is... Bloop. So, yeah, knife tags this guy. And as he, like, starts to slump backwards... You see the knife disappear and a little spurt of, like, yellow blood shoot out as he fucking slumps back. Poor customer service. Next up is Sadoon!
You got a plan or you stalling? I'm chasing after his ass.
Okay. So, as you're going, I'm gonna have you stop right there. Before you get there, give me a perception check.
Dirty 20.
Okay. So, as you get to that point, all of a sudden you see him come up in his hand with a little button. And he hits this little button and you hear these ba-doom, 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 all around you in the trash. And all of the trash starts to slide towards you. And...
What's all this then?
What's all this then? It is a... Avalanche of refuse trap.
What? That's a Scree-ing trap if I've ever heard of one.
So, go ahead and give me a reflex save.
Get buried in trash!
Woo. It is a...
Oh. It doesn't matter.
Nope, it was a 22 DC. So, you are going to take... let's do this.
You suck.
Oh. 4d10 plus 2 damage. So, as you come running, he hits this button and all of these, like essentially position charges, it looks like, all go boom, 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 and the trash just, like, blows off the wall towards the center of the room and smash into you. As it does, you realize that now the ground is just... fucked up. Everything out here is difficult terrain because it is just trash. And you start seeing movement in the trash itself.
Oh god, trash goblins.
Oh no. And these weird slug-like creatures all start to come up out of the trash.
Do they make a bunch of gross slurpy noises?
Yeah, as they come out, you hear it like out of the stuff. You hear like the rustle, and then the...
Oh, gross! I hate it.
That's the noise they make before they attack.
Ah.